and his sister. Bless them. How about we give them a welcome?
It's good to be here this morning. It's always an honor to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity. And you know, we just love the Lord so much and what He's done in our lives, and it's just amazing. Actually, we just step back and you know, and just total amazement of His goodness and His mercy. And because I know where I come from, I know my past, and I know how much He loves me, and how much He cares for me, and how much He's reached down into the deepest depths of my heart and cleansed those places that I didn't even like looking at, and took all the guilt and all the shame away, and just almost it can make you breathe again and just enjoy. The Bible says He's a lifter of my head. It's always one of my favorite scriptures, and He took my shame away, and He took away all the guilt, all the fear. Now I can look at Mooney Ash in the eyes and preach a little bit, so it's good. It's all good. Praise the Lord. We couldn't at one time. We're so beaten, not just so downcast and so beaten in our spirit that it was broken, and the Lord just knows how to come along and just mend it, and knows how to sew it, just knows how to do right what's needed to be done just to kind of mend up your heart. And for the longest time, I wouldn't allow anybody into my life. Even my wife, we were married at 19, and it took a long time for trust issues and going through all of that whole process of trusting my Father, my Heavenly Father, and trusting my big brother, Jesus. And because there was always issues there, and God is just healing those things, and I'm just in a total amazement of His goodness and His mercy. And before I get into the Word, I have my wife and I have my sister Vera with me, and I appreciate them. I'm going to just come to give them a few minutes each and to share what God has put on their hearts, and I won't get Tilly first. Or Vera first, doesn't matter who. Whoever's in black.
Praise the Lord. It's really good to be here and join you this morning in the wonderful presence of the Lord. I really appreciate the worship this morning. I thank the Lord for Brother Paul that just ushered in God's presence this morning. And that's what I like, is the Spirit of God. With it being Pentecost Sunday, I've been to think about the Spirit of God and how where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. We have liberty to then the freedom to praise His name. And I'm just so thankful for even our country that allows us to have the freedom to praise the Lord. Amen. And it's the Spirit of God, you know, within me. Amen. That helps me to. I'm just so thankful for His Spirit. For the last week, I've been so thankful for the Spirit of God, because there was a time when, or days, I should say, or some days where it's just, sometimes it's just really so hard to press through and press in there. But, you know, God began to encourage me that it's my spirit within me that desires to worship Him. It's His Spirit within me that desires to be in His presence. And within my mind and with my own emotion or my own body and the busyness of my day, it just doesn't allow me to. But then when I get into the Spirit of the Lord, because it says to walk in His Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, or those desires won't overtake you if you walk within His Spirit. And it's His Spirit within me that pushes me, that pushes me into his presence, that pushes me into prayer, that pushes me into reading his word. Amen. And I love his spirit. Amen. And it's his spirit that gives me the strength to, you know, because of the freedom to forgive. It's his spirit that allows me and draws me to love, not to be afraid to love, because there's no fear in love. Amen. And it's the spirit of the Lord that allows me to, you know, to break down those walls, to break down those partitions within my heart or within people's lives, and to help me to move forward. Amen. Because it's his spirit, and his spirit, he's a gentleman. Amen. And he just comes. He's not going to push you or prod you, or he just comes in his own gentle way. And it's my spirit within me that, you know, I was driving one day, and I was saying, God, you know, I just don't feel anything. I just feel this hopelessness that just come upon me, that I just want to just not do anything. But he spoke to me and said, you know, Tilly, it's your spirit that desires to praise me. And that encouraged me. When within my spirit and walking within the spirit, I began to praise him. And all that heaviness just went away. Amen. It's just so easy. Amen. It's just so easy. And I just want to encourage you with that. You know, being a Pentecost Sunday, I'm just thankful for the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. God bless. Sister Vera. Yeah.
I greet you all in the name of Jesus, the name, our Abba, Father. And I love the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my might. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And wherever I go, I love to laugh, and I love to bring what God has for me to do. And, you know, when I was, we went to the hill and we prayed, and you know, because we're seers, right? And I'm not ashamed of the eyes that we can see, right? And so we see these things, right, that are in the spirit. We see the things that are in the land. We see the blood of the kids crying out and the torment that had happened in this land. And sister was telling us that there was a highest suicide rate. That needs to stop, right? That needs to stop. And there's walls that we build up. Walls, there's good things. There's walls are good to protect from the enemy from coming in, right? But then when we ourselves have walls and we have these things that are holding us back from fulfilling the call of God upon our life, these walls, they hold us back, and we can't step in, and we can't use the tools and the talents and the weapons that God has given us. And so what I was, you know, I was sitting here and I was thinking, well, I was just praising God, really, God, that's not who I am. I love to get into the presence of God, and I love to war, and I love to praise, and I love to just, Lord, I love you, you know, and I don't know wherever I go, wherever I go, and it could be the darkest place, I could say, Father, I love you, and the atmosphere would change, because we walk with the things of God, right? We walk with him, Lord. Greater things will we do, he said. Greater things. We can go and raise the dead. We need to raise Canada. Canada's asleep. Our churches are, this is, God is moving in here. Father, we bless the pastors. Amen. We bless them for the love. You know the walls? You know why I came in here? I was come looking for walls. Couldn't find the walls. Our people are welcome here.
Amen. Thank
you. Our people are welcome here. You know, maybe there's some walls, and like, who is she think she is, that Native woman there, you know? You know, but those are things that don't care. We are one in the spirit, and we need to walk as one in the spirit. And when the First Nations people take their place in this land, then you'll see a mighty move of the fire across this land when we start to rise up and take our place. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed that I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, and I'm not afraid to go in. And I'm not afraid to slew those giants anymore. I went against the bear, went against the lion. I've done. We have seen the strongholds across the country. God has trained me to go in. God is training our army of God to rise up and take our place. And right now, Father, I just pray a blessing upon Maple Creek. We are going to take this land back, Father, for God. No more suicides. No more witchcraft. Those witches need to run out of here. They have no room in the presence of God. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless this church in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, as these prayers, this fortress, Father, Lord, we sanctified by the things of God. And as the Lord, there's angels, we ask for the angels that are sleeping, that they would rise up and be around Maple Creek, Father, Lord. And they would take on, Father, Lord. Oh, such a call, Father, for such a time as this. And the news, hallelujah, will be good things. What's going on in Maple Creek? Oh, the world needs to come and see what's going on in Maple Creek. It was once a creek, but now the river, but that flows from the throne room of God, will flow through here. It will not be a creek anymore. It'll be the river of life. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we got I'm gonna just get real quick. I won't be long this morning. Just bear with us a little bit. I'm gonna get Vera and Tilly to come real quick here, and we have a gift for Hans. Amen. Amen. And I want brother Pastor Hans to come. Amen. We as First Nations, we love honoring. That's part of who we are, and it's part of our culture that we love to redeem it. And we love honoring, and we love giving. And you guys wouldn't be here if we weren't givers. Yeah. And amen. You have land because of us. Amen. So, and so we want to honor Hans. He and his wife. Okay. And Janet, amen, to come. Amen. And we just want to bless them, and we want them to prosper. They came out last couple of nights to the fireside camp meeting service in Nikinit, and we just love that. Amen. We love Sister Laryllyn came with us last night, and she was kind of a little apprehensive, and I said, no, it's usually the other way around. The natives were always accepting, and we're always you're welcome. And so around our fires, our home fires, and so we thank the Lord for the open door here in the church, and we love coming to Laryllyn's, and there's an open door, and there's no like Sister Vera said, there's no walls here, and there's no prejudice, and so we face that all the time. And I'm glad we don't face it here. And so we thank God, amen, for his goodness and his mercy. So, amen. With that, we're going to bless our brother. Amen. As just a small token of our appreciation. Amen. God bless you, brother. God bless you. God bless you, Janet. Amen. Just a little key holder. My daughter-in-law makes them, and my daughter makes them, and I just appreciate that. Praise the Lord for the wonderful art that we do have. And if you have a Bible, Second Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. I won't be long. Appreciate the worship. I appreciate Brother Paul bringing and ushering in the presence of God. And God has more for you, brother. Amen. Just get ready for it. Yeah. Amen. he said, you know, he's going to give you even new songs. And I know you sing all of the contemporary Christian songs, but God's going to give you some more songs that are your own. And they're going to reach the world. So, amen. So I appreciate that. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. How did he amplify it? We do not allow the NIV in our church. No, just joking. That's a little joke. I went to the Alliance Church Canadian Bible College, and it was all NIV. So, That's my own little joke. I love the Amplified. So, Father, we just praise you and we just worship you this afternoon or this morning, Lord God. And we just come before you with thanksgiving, and we come with before you, Lord God, with praise. Father, I come, I'm just so in awe, Father, of your goodness, and so in awe of your love and your peace, Lord God. I'm so in awe, Lord God, I could just come and stand before you in your throne, and Father, because you've made that way for me. And so I'm in awe, and I just stand there, and I just bring Maple Creek, I bring the church here before you, and we all enter into your throne room, Lord God. And Father, there's gifts and callings, and there's healings and deliverances and things that emotional healings, Lord God, all of those things, Father, that are needed even this morning, Lord God. And Father, I just pray, Father, that you would just bless, and as you pour out your presence and your spirit, you do a better job than I can do it, and you're a better minister and speaker than I could ever be. And but I just stand in awe and in humbleness. I come before you to minister what you've given me, Lord God, this morning. And I just pray that you would just bless, prosper, move and move, Lord God, just continue to move and to bless this community, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You know, I'm just in awe this morning, a little bit weepy, but that's okay. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10 says, "For the sake of Christ, I am well pleased and take pleasure in infirmities, insults, hardships, persecutions, perplexities, and distresses. For when I am weak in human strength, then am I truly strong, able, powerful in divine strength." And Paul knew exactly how it felt as you go back to chapter 11. He was telling about all his, what he's gone through. He's been stoned. He's been whipped. He was on the ocean for a day and a half, not sure whether or not he was ever get rescued. And different things that he was saying. And even at the end, he said, "I was lowered by a basket out of the castle," or whatever, where the city where he was, and they lowered him out, and he got away. He escaped. And he said he understood what it was to feel the pressures, the perplexities, and the trials. And I said, not only that, he said, "I had the care of all the churches." And he said, it was so overwhelming and so heavy. And Paul learned something. And he learned that in weakness, that he learned in that moment of weakness, of human weakness, and that in that place of, you know, I'm not I don't got a doctor's degree in this area. I don't have a master's in this area. He says, in that weakness, in that point, when that time when he was so weak, he said, "I found out that's when he is strong." In the midst of all of that pain and that suffering and all of those things, he learned that grace was there. Whew, hallelujah. He learned that grace was there. And God began to minister to me. And I preached this message back home. And I began to see this. And I got a new job, I guess, this past December. I got elected as one of the counselors. We call them headmen in Pipikisi's First Nations. And there's about 2,700 people on our reserve. And there's four counselors, and I thank the Lord, amen, that I got elected, amen, for that position. And I give God all the praise and I give God all the glory. And I stand in awe. But I was going to these meetings and I was sitting there and I'll just give you a little background of what God has been ministering to me. He said, "How do you do it?" You know, people come up and they ask you, "How do you do it? How do you handle it? How do you handle, you know, being a pastor, full-time minister, and our church is growing and our church is being blessed and we're outgrowing our building and God is doing some wonderful work in our life and then also Tilly's a full-time nurse, I'm a full-time counselor not only that, I just stand back and I ask that question to myself, how do you do it? And the Lord began to minister to me. And he would take me to these scriptures. He says, "When I am weak, then I am strong." Woo, hallelujah. So I said, "I'm going to become the most professional, weaker person." And if you could get this in your mindset and in your thinking and in your understanding. So some of us, we get up, you know, the Bible says God resists the proud. He resists them. Anytime you can get up and you say, "Oh, I know it all, I can do it." You can't. Whew. You won't be able to do it. Said, "Oh, brother, but. I got this and I got that. I got my engineering degree, or I got my master's in this. I got my doctorate in this." But that doctorate is just a small sliver of all the other knowledges that are out there. And there's no one that can understand all the variety, because I worked in education for, you know, 15 years. And I understood all the different levels, and I would come and I would say, "You know, God, when I became a counselor, and I was sitting at those meetings, and I said, Lord, I don't understand." And I come before Him with this humility. I came before Him with this understanding that, "Lord, I am weak in this area." Man, we try to put on a good show sometimes. If we would just stay humble, if we would just stay in that place of humility, amen, God will use us. Woo-wee, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory. And I don't want to be too long, but as Paul says, the first part of the chapter, the first part of this chapter, he was talking about, "I know a man." Whether or not in spirit or whether he went physically to heaven, he went into the third heaven and he seen things he could not utter. He had revelations and he was really talking about himself. And he was talking about all the glory and no doubt all the revelation as he would read the Hebrew texts and God's revelation and God's power would pour upon him in every community that he would go into. Amen. There was just a mighty move of his spirit and thousands would get saved and hundreds would get saved and he'd be establishing these wonderful churches and he would just go into the glory and the power. And he says, "What I've learned is to stay weak, to understand weakness." Amen. To understand it. That I'm incapable of doing anything. But in Him, I can do all things. In Him, I can do all things. And I began to say, "Lord, I'm going to become," for the last, how many years, Even though I have my degree and I worked on my master's in arts and religion and I got my diploma in management studies and I got all of this wonderful background, this wonderful heritage, I got two things. Amen. I got through places and I got through opportunities all because, amen, I learned this one, amen, simple truth. When I'm weak, he's strong. I want you to think about that. Amen. And sometimes we learn John 3:16 and we think we know it all in the scriptures. Amen. Amen. Or we learn a little bit of this and learn a little bit of that. But I want to tell you, amen, God resists the proud. He resists them. He pushes them back. He says, no, my kingdom, this is how my kingdom is going to operate. It's going to operate through me. And it's going to operate through Holy Spirit. And it's going to operate through my Son. Hallelujah. And all of these three are one, and they're all going to take the glory. They're going to get all, receive all the praise, and they're going to receive all, amen, all the, amen, all the glory is going to go to them. Whoo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's time, amen, I feel this, amen, Lord, I don't know how to raise up a church, but a church is being raised up. I fooled everybody, amen, by staying, amen, weak. Hallelujah. And we have people that are, you know, once you come and you say, oh, I know it all, you know, I'm this and I'm that, and, you know, I deserve some of the recognition, amen, then you failed. Then you failed. Amen. Because when I come, and I stand before the kingdom. I stand before the king on the when he's on the throne. He says, all I want to know, amen, that when I was weak, and I want to stay weak, I want to stay consistently weak, amen, because I know that when I'm weak, you're strong. And your grace is sufficient for me in every situation, every morning, every day I wake up. Grace kisses me on the face. Amen. Grace, amen, greets me. Amen. At the door. Amen. Grace, amen, leaves with me as I travel down the road. Amen. Because grace, amen, gets the glory, gets the praise, because grace is so wonderful. Hallelujah. And I want to, you know, I really want to bless you this morning. I really do. I feel, you know, I was feeling the presence of God so strong. And I was wondering, I had a bunch of different messages kind of tossing around in my head as I was coming this way. And I talked with Brother Hans last night, and we started talking about this message last night. I said, Lord, I want to just encourage this church because because I'm an associate pastor here. No, I've been here so many times. Amen. Hallelujah. We're bugging. I'm just joking. Amen. Where's the board members? They'll be kicking me out here. No, just amen. Hallelujah. But we're talking, and I said, you know, it's so important. If you're a young Christian and you say, I just don't know it all, that's good. You're in a good place. As soon as you say you know it all, amen, I don't want to know you. Amen. Because you'll come off rubbing me the wrong way. Amen. I just love people who will just say, you know, it's all about him. It's all about his word. It's all about his presence. It's all about his goodness. Amen. It's all about, amen, oh, his grace, amen. And I just sense, amen, that God is wanting us to hear. Amen. I don't know where your situation, I don't know how the church runs. Don't get me wrong, Hans never come and talk to me and send me texts and said, talk about this or talk about that. Amen. But he says, if we would stay, because God, when Vera's praying, amen, God wants revival to take place in this area. And God lifts us up. And he lifts us up. Amen. Just stay. Amen. You know, grace is amazing tool. It's the most amazing tool to get us to the next level, to get us through that level, to sustain us in that level. Amen. To walk us through our jobs, to walk us through our offices, to walk us through all the understanding and knowledge that you need to know in every situation that you're facing. And I said, we're facing new situations every day. Somebody's phoning me or someone's texting me. And I said, Lord, Father, I don't know. I don't know, Father, but I know you know. You're the one that can sustain us. You're the one that can help us. We have so many deep psychological and sociology, all these social needs that are in our community, Father, but you can meet them all. If we bring some specialist, some sociology specialist, amen, they're missing psychology. Amen. If you bring some psychologist who's a specialist in that area, he's only a specialist in that one area. Amen. There's so many different areas, but yet I know that God, amen, that we serve, woo, hallelujah, knows it all. And grace is wanting to sustain us and keep us and carry us. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, Paul, I could preach a lot longer, but I'm going to shut her down real quick here. But I want to just reiterate. Verse 8 says, 3 times I called upon the Lord and besought him. And he begged and begged that it might depart from me. And he was talking about that thorn in the flesh. But he said to me, my grace, my favor, and love, kindness, and mercy is enough for you. If you're struggling this morning, if you're having a rough time in an area, I want to tell you, grace is enough for you. Ooh, hallelujah. Grace can come in and just sustain you and keep you in your midst of your darkest trial. Grace is there. Paul learned that grace was there when he was hanging on to a log for a day and a half in the ocean. Grace was there when they whipped him. 3 times he said he got whipped. Imagine that. Grace was there when they stoned him. I don't know if I could handle that situation. I don't know if any of us could handle that situation if they were just to drag us out the door and begin to stone us. But Paul says grace is there. Grace can sustain you through. And we sometimes struggle with certain situations and certain things in our life. And the Bible just telling us grace is there. God wants to have an opportunity to fix that in your life. To help you through it. Glory. It says, is enough for you, sufficient against any danger, and enables you to bear the trouble manfully. That's the Amplified. Amen. The new LT is not allowed in our church either. No, just joking. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, grace is able to sustain you and enable you to handle the problem manfully. Hallelujah. You won't be crying around, whimpering around. Amen. You won't be mid-to-wane. Amen. Or you won't be crying around or mad or angry. Amen. You won't be all of these things because grace, amen, will help you through it. Hallelujah. He's made a way for us as believers. Holy Spirit, amen, has made a way for us through grace, amen, that we could sustain every situation. Sufficient against any danger and enables us to bear the trouble manfully. Amen. He's a lifter of our heads. Amen. He's just not going to make us bawl around and cry around. Amen. But many of us do cry around and bawl around. Oh, I'm preaching now. Oh, hallelujah. The North American church, we're babies when it comes to trials and testings and troubles. Me and Tilly, last couple of weeks, amen, a spirit, such a heavy spirit of, and the word of the Lord came to me and he says, the spirit that came against you, and it was a church killer. And he came and it was such a heavy oppression, it was just like hopelessness. But Tilly, we kept slugging at it. I said, God's grace is sufficient every single day. And we don't realize, amen, the trials. And we understand as First Nations, as we see, amen, the our cultural and our some of the religious practices and the things that they tap into, the darkness that they tap into. And you realize that too within the witchcraft of your people. Amen. Amen. Ours is it's called a little different. Amen. We're called Indian doctors. Your guys are called witches. Amen. I like Indian doctor sounds a little bit better, but I don't know. But let's go on. It says, but as I was going through that, he said, for my strength and my power are made perfect or fulfilled and completed and show themselves most effective. My strength, he says, and my power is most effective in your weakness. Is most effective in your weakness. We want to run away from our weaknesses. We want to run away from our trials. But he's saying, I'm most effective when you're weak. Whew, hallelujah. That's when I'm effective. That's when I'm moving. That's when I'm sustaining. That's when I'm keeping you. That's when I'm holding you. And that's when power, his power is working through you. So I said, Lord, I'm going to become a professional, weaker brother. Why? So that his glory can land on me and walk in me and talk through me. And keep me, and my school will be blessed. My reserve will be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. And God's blessing will fall upon me. Amen. Because I'll say, Lord, it's all because of you. And your strength is most effective in my weakness. When I can get up and say, oh, I have it all figured out, then his strength no longer is needed in my life. Woo, hallelujah. And I want his anointing. I want his power. And I want his strength in my life. It says, therefore, I will give all the more gladly glory in my weakness and infirmities, that the strength and power of Christ, amen, the Messiah may rest. Yes. I like this, the Amplified. It has it in the, yes, may pitch a tent over and dwell upon me. I want his tent, amen, of glory. I want his tent of strength. I want his tent, amen, to actually, amen, wherever I go, I want the tent, amen, of his glory. I want the tent of his power. I want the tent. I want when Moses, amen, went in the glory, amen, came over that tent. Amen. I want that in my life. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. I prayed they don't really allow too much Christianity on my reserve. Amen. But I was able to pray at the grad on Friday, on Thursday. And I was able to pray, and at every chief and council meeting now, they asked me to pray. And I said, Lord, I said, I'm not an elder, or I'm not this or that, amen, but I want to bring your blessing. Amen, I want to bring your blessing. And he said, well, stay weak. Amen. Just stay. Amen. Amen, just stay in that atmosphere of, you know, it's all about you, Lord. Whoo, hallelujah. It's all about you. Amen. It's all about your grace. It's all about your word. It's all about who you are. So, it says, so for that sake of Christ, I am well pleased and take pleasure in infirmities. insults, hardships, persecutions, perplexities, and distresses. For when I am weak in human strength, then am I truly strong, able, powerful in divine strength. So some of you, when somebody asked me, how come you're so anointed, brother? And there's people who would come and ask me, how come you're so anointed? And I would take them to here. That's what I'm learning. Because I knew I could never be a preacher. But he's given me grace. I was so shy and so backwards. I was like my sister Vera. When someone would come into our house, we'd run to the bush and kind of peek around the curtains. And we were so shy. We're so backwards. We lived in the bushes. Vera was worse than I was now. But I could never be, this is not who I am here. But this is all grace. And he gets all the praise and he gets all the glory. And when I stand before him and I walk into his kingdom, amen, it's not going to be really about whether or not I have knowledge of the water plant. Or I'm the best water plant guy ever. Amen. Don't get me wrong if you're a water plant guy. Because I sit on some meetings, amen, with water plants, and it just blew my mind away. And I didn't understand anything about water. But when I want to go there, it's all about who he is. And has anybody got saved? Did you bring anybody? Did you hide your talents? Did you do this for me? Did you walk the way you wanted me to walk? And it's almost like I'm preaching, like if I'm saying my last farewell speech to you, but I love being here. And I just, if I was to say, stay humble, stay humble, stay in humility. How do you reach our First Nations? How do you reach our First Nation? Stay humble. Hallelujah. When you come in there trying to fix us, amen, we'll push you aside. Because we don't want to be fixed. We just want to be friends. And grace is the best friend. Love is the best friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not, oh, you should be doing this, 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 and this. You should be, you know, I just want to be your friend. I just want to be your friend. And grace teaches us. Well, I can never reach the First Nations. Well, you're a perfect one to reach them because you don't know. And grace will help you. Hallelujah. And I want you to reach our people. I want this church to continue to reach out to them. I want to reach out to the lodge. Amen. And just reach out and touch them and minister to them and show them that, amen, that this God that we serve is a real God. I just pray, Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for Brother Hans and his wife. I honor them in your house, Lord God. I honor them, Lord God, as pastors. And Sister Janet, Lord God, I honor them. I honor the prophet that's in the house this morning. And Father, we honor, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for the elders in this church. We honor them. Those that serve, Lord God, on the boards and the committees and the prayer teams. And Father, we just thank you for them and we ask your blessing upon them. Father, Lord, those that have opened their houses, Lord God, and have opened their hearts and opened their wallets, Lord God, to be a blessing to this community, to blessing this church, I command a blessing. I speak blessing over them. I see, Lord, wealth coming, Lord God, even more wealth, Father, to their farms and their ranches, Father, and every operation that they're in, Lord God. I speak life and I speak blessing, Lord God. And I speak, Lord God, an increase, Lord God, in their singing ability, to increase, Lord God, Lord, in their anointing, Lord God, an increase, Lord God, in their knowledge and understanding, Lord God, as we sit under you, Lord God, and under your grace, Lord. And I just pray, Father, blessing. And I speak blessing, Father. Nothing but blessing. I speak, Lord God. Lord God, Father, a blessing, amen. That they will be blessed, Lord God, in the city. They will be blessed in the country, Father. They'll be blessed going in and coming out, Lord God. Father, your blessing would fall upon them. And you would speak, Lord God, nothing but goodness and mercy and grace and love. And I see, Lord God, families, Lord God, even more families coming, new families coming, Father, to be, amen, to be nurtured in the things of God. And I speak it, Father, I speak it forth, I speak it into the atmosphere. I speak, Lord God, your word, that you would just bless, Father, and prosper. Father, Lord God, I see hands, amen, that are putting things to businesses and those businesses prospering, Lord God, and being blessed, Lord. And I just thank you for that, Lord. I give you the praise and all the glory. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. This morning.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you, Tilly. Thank you, Vera, for their ministry to us this morning. Bless them. And bless Billy in his role in his community. Paul, would you lead us in one last song? And I just want to say to you, if you want to get ministered to this morning, this is an amazing team. They prophesied over me last night, and my wife, and you will be blessed. I guarantee you, you'll be blessed. If you are from the Healing Lodge, however, we have to go pretty quick. They want us back there by 1:15. So God bless you. Sorry about that. But let us stand and sing this last song together.
I guess the associate pastor's in control here, though. Amen. If you need prayer, amen, come on up. Amen. My sister walks in the prophetic. And if you need a word this morning, amen, she'll love it. Whatever she sees, she'll pray for you. Amen. Oh, his presence is here. Amen. If not, you're dismissed. God bless you. Amen. You're dismissed. Amen. If you don't need prayer, you're dismissed. God bless you. But if you need prayer, we're here to pray with you.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. Tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Feel the atmosphere. experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness, Lord. Thank you. it's not of you.
Let the river of his love wash.
burden is light. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. So come on who are thirsty, come on who are weary. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. So let the burdens fall off your shoulders. More fire.